Though we have made progress in satisfying at least some of the conditions I have given, we have by no means fulfilled all of them. And so, no, this is not the time simply to end the lockdown this week. Instead, we're taking the first careful steps to modify our measures. And the first step is a change of emphasis that we hope that people will act on this week. We said that you should work from home if you can, and only go to work if you must. We now need to stress that anyone who can't work from home, for instance, those in construction or manufacturing, should be actively encouraged to go to work, and we want it to be safe for you to get to work. So you should avoid public transport if at all possible, because we must and will maintain social distancing, and capacity will therefore be limited. So, work from home if you can, but you should go to work if you can't work from home. And to ensure you're safe at work, we've been working to establish new guidance for employers to make workplaces COVID secure. And when you do go to work, if possible, do so by car, or even better, by walking or bicycle. But just as with workplaces, public transport operators will also be following COVID secure standards. And from this Wednesday, we want to encourage people to take more and even unlimited amounts of outdoor exercise. You can sit in the sun in your local park, you can drive to other destinations, you can even play sports, but only with members of your own household. You must obey the rules on social distancing, and to enforce those rules, we will increase the fines for the small minority who break them. And so, every day, with ever-increasing data, we will be monitoring the R and the number of new infections and the progress we are making. And if we as a nation begin to fulfil the conditions I have set out, then in the next few weeks and months, we may be able to go further. In step two, at the earliest by June the 1st, after half term, we believe we may be in a position to begin the phased reopening of shops and to get primary pupils back into schools in stages, beginning with reception, year one and year six. Our ambition is that secondary pupils facing exams next year will get at least some time with their teachers before the holidays, and we'll shortly be setting out detailed guidance on how to make it work in schools and shops and on transport. And step three, at the earliest by July and subject to all these conditions and further scientific advice, if and only if the numbers support it, we will hope to reopen at least some of the hospitality industry and other public places, provided they're safe and enforce social distancing. Throughout this period of the next 2 months, we will be driven not by mere hope or economic necessity. We're going to be driven by the science, the data, and public health. And I must stress again that all of this is conditional. It all depends on a series of big ifs. It depends on all of us, the entire country, to follow the advice, to observe social distancing, and to keep that R down. And to prevent reinfection from abroad, I'm serving notice that it will soon be the time, with transmission significantly lower, to impose quarantine on people coming into this country by air. I know that we can use this plan to get us through the next. And if we can't do it by those dates, and if the alert level won't allow it, we will simply wait and go on until we've got it right. We will come back from this devilish illness. We will come back to health and robust health. And though the UK will be changed by this experience, I believe we can be stronger and better than ever before, more resilient, more innovative, more economically dynamic, but also more generous and more sharing. But for now, we must stay alert, control the virus, and save lives.